Greetings. Welcome to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. I am your host, Goddess Chrissy Marie. How are you? I hope you're having a beautiful, amazing day on your side of the globe. And if you're not, pause this podcast and do something to feel good and feel grounded in your mind, your body, and your soul, and your reality. So today we're going to talk about what is an inner devotion practice. That's a term that I coined, which basically means, you know, your spiritual practice or your spiritual work. I prefer using this phrase because when I hear devotion, I think about being loyal to myself. I think about placing myself on the pedestal. I think about being consistent with loving and supporting and affirming myself. And the reason I feel an inner devotion practice is so important is because it sets the tone for your day. And that's why I recommend doing it before you start your day, before you grab your phone, before you get out of your bed. So granted, I recommend, let's just say you start work at 7 o'clock. If you're able to get up maybe 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and become devoted to yourself, it doesn't take a long time. But the thing about it is, if you think about it, a lot of us, we are on several platforms, right? So your energy and your thoughts is being pulled several different ways. How many of y'all that's listening to this podcast, you've been talking about the celebrities and what's going on with them, or what's going on in politics, or what's going on in your local community, right? And then also you have friends that you talk to on a regular basis. They have their issues that's going on. So you need to be ahead of the curve. So you are grounded in your reality. You are grounded in who and what you are, and you are speaking life over yourself. You're speaking life over your body. You're speaking life over your finances. You're speaking life over the people in your reality. You're speaking life over your inner world and your outer world. It's extremely important because, as I've always stated, in this reality, everything exists. There's billions and billions and billions of timelines, right? I say that all the time. Like I always say, right now, someone just got hired. Somebody just got fired. Somebody got married. Someone got divorced. Someone just got in a relationship. Someone just got their heart broken. Everything exists. Everything exists. And it's all about what timeline you consciously select. It's not just about other people and what they think and what they feel. It's about what you're conscious of. It's about what you're focusing on. And as I stated in a previous podcast, like the late great Reverend Ike, he said, what are you fascinated with? What are you fascinated with? Are you fascinated with wealth and prosperity and growing and evolving? Are you focused on devolving? Are you focusing on who's hating on you? Who doesn't like you? What are you focused on? And I promise you, whatever you're focused on the most, you're going to get more of it and you're going to get the evidence of it. Why? Because that is the timeline that you're on, right? And also, it depends on, you know, what are your associations? And shout out to one of my spiritual teachers because she talked about that a lot, the law of association, right? So it's about the type of people you are associated with. It's about the type of thoughts y'all are having when y'all are around each other. And I'll tell you this. Depending on what type of people you are around, you're going to get more of that as well, too. Let me say that again. Depending on the type of people you are around, you're going to get more of that, too. So if you're not conscious in your mind and saying, you know what, I'm only going to attract to me people that love me, support me, that are in harmony, people that love life, people that are happy. If you don't say things like that and you find yourself around a bunch of negative Nancys always whining and complaining, always in chaos, is because you didn't set the tone for your day. And this is the thing. If you are on a timeline where people are showing up and existing that way, you need to say, no. I choose the timeline where people are loving, where people are happy, where people are fulfilling their destinies, where people love and support me. Again, it's all up to you. It's all on you. It's all on you. And I'll be honest, as someone that practices this all the time, even I fell victim to that. Not consciously selecting my timeline, not consciously deciding what conversations I want to come in contact with. You know, there's a platform, I'm not going to say the name, that I used to be on a little bit here and there. And I realized a lot of the conversations was just full of foolishness. Now, granted, they had good conversations, but for some reason, I was gravitating towards that. And I had to realize, you know what? Actually, this doesn't feel good in my nervous system. I want to be around people that's happy, that's supportive, that's enjoying life, that's doing the things they need to do to feel fulfilled and to fulfill their destiny. I had to get out of that. And I'll be honest, the way I know that I'm out of that timeline is because when I come across those type of rooms or those type of conversations or those type of posts, I'm repelled. Even if I try to, I can't even participate because it doesn't feel good. It's a big drain. Negativity begets negativity. And it's up to you whether or not if you want to focus on it. I'll even say this. If you find yourself in the gender wars, that's all you're talking about, you're going to get more of it. You're going to see more experiences. You're going to see more reflections of it. Honestly, everybody is not participating in a gender war. It may seem that way to you because that's all you're thinking about and talking about. And not just that, other isms and this person against that person, this group against that group. That is the timeline or beefing, of beefing. Baby, I'm not beefing with anybody, okay? I only want to love, support, encourage, and live an amazing, fantastic life and get the goodness of life, right? And like Reverend Ike said, I intend to go from success to success, okay? It doesn't have to be success then stress. Who said that? So no, I'm not on that timeline. I'm consciously, like I said earlier, in earlier podcast, baby, for 2024, I'm choosing the celebration timeline. I'm going to celebrate myself as much as I can. I don't care how little, how small. I'm going to find a reason to celebrate life. And if you're telling life, this is a celebration. This is a party. Tell me what a party is. Life is going to show you celebratory events and experience and people in your life. You have to proclaim it to the reality, to yourself. And if you find yourself involved in something outside of that, it is quite okay for you to tell a person, hey, I'm going to call you back. Or not answer your phone, or not respond to the text message, not read that post, not go into that room, not tap into that space. You have free will. And what I find so interesting is a lot of people in the spiritual realm, the spiritual community, are like, oh, I'm the goddess of this reality. I have power, I have control. But you're always whining and complaining about what other people are doing. You can't have it both ways. If you are the god, the goddess of your reality, you are the source, you choose your reality, you create your reality. Okay, cool. Well, why are you complaining about other people? Take responsibility and say, no, I'm not tapping into that. Because the truth of the matter is, listen, you can say that you are against something, but hold on, my baby. If you can say that you are against something, but if you keep talking about it, guess what? You're giving it life force. You're giving it energy. You're giving it legs to grow in your reality. That's why you'll never hear me talking about people that's hating on me. Baby, I'm not worried about who's hating on me. I'm focused on who's loving me. I'm focused on who's supporting me. I'm focusing on who's edifying me. I'm focused on who see the best in me and vice versa. I don't have haters. I have lovers. I have supporters. I have encouragers. I have people that love me. That's what I'm focusing on. Okay? I mean, don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. And I used to say this all the time. In my opinion, I feel like when we wake up in the morning, we have a certain amount of energy. Okay? So the first thing is, you, with your energy, you can get depleted, get drained. That's number one. Or number two, your energy can stay stagnant, which it doesn't deplete or add. Or three, you can get more energy. For me, I focus on the latter, right? I'm focused on how can I get more energy? How can I get more encouraged? How can I get more motivated? And you know how I do that is, first of all, I speak life over myself. I see myself exceeding and thriving, right? And I do activities that edify me. I no longer have conversations that drain me. I no longer go into spaces online that drain me. I don't participate in anything that's not adding to me. I'm not having conversations with people I know that are negative Nancys, that see the worst in reality. I'm not focusing my mindset on that. I'm not wasting my energy on that. I'm focusing on people that loving on me, that supporting me, that's helping me, that see the best in me. I'm focused on being in harmony. I'm not focusing on stress. I'm not focusing on what somebody else is not doing. I don't care about these celebrities. How I feel about these celebrities. Listen, if you create an art that I like, I will invest my time or my energy or my resources if you have some type of services or something. However, I don't look to celebrities as gods and goddesses. They are just mortals that create an art. That's it. I don't care about who they're sleeping with, who they're getting married to, who they're having babies with. They don't represent me. They're in a whole different ecosystem. If I was to support and have energy and life force for anybody, it would be the people that are directly connected to me. Okay? And maybe those individuals on this planet that make the world go round, right? Those are the teachers. They are the essential workers, okay? And maybe politics on a local level. But outside of that, and I'm praying for those people and I'm wishing the best for them because they're the ones that make this reality go. But outside of that, I'm not worrying about any rappers and actresses and actors. I don't care about any of that. A lot of times the stuff they're saying and doing, we don't even know if they are real. And shout out to one of my spiritual teachers because she used to call them jesters. That's what they are. We don't know if it's true or if it's fake. And guess what? Baby, I'm not getting my energy and my life force raveled in that. This is how I know I've grown and expanded. There used to be a time where certain rappers and entertainers and would say things and it would trigger me. Listen, those people can say whatever they want to say. I don't care. I don't know those people. And my energy and my life force is not caught up with them. I'm not a fan of anybody. What does fan mean? Fan is a fanatic. I'm not a fanatic behind anybody. I might support or like some of your art, but I'm not fangirling or fanboying over anybody. I'm the center of my reality. Okay, I'm edifying, I'm speaking life, and I'm celebrating those that are in my reality, that's in my circle, that love and support me. Not some individuals that I don't know. I don't care. You know, and I remember when, I'm not going to call their name because the name don't matter. It was a particular president that was in office. Everybody was triggered. I wasn't triggered. Okay, because I know at the end of the day, no one in office is going to really affect my life in a major way unless some type of legislature was passed where it will affect me personally, right? Because some, you know, we're still in a reality, so certain things do, but 9 times out of 10, it probably won't, okay? And I'm not focused on that, and I don't hate the government, and I'm not a fan, I'm just neutral. That's another thing I learned from a lot of my spiritual teachers of the past, is it's very important to be in the middle. You don't want to be too extreme, okay? You don't want to be extreme. I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of things in this lifetime, being extreme on one side or the other is not good. A good place to be is in the middle. And I'll tell you why it's so important to be in the middle, because you're not biased, right? And you can look at things from different angles and different perspectives. And in my opinion, that's one of the main reasons we came on this planet, is to have experiences and to be able to look at things from different angles. You don't want to be extreme. I'm telling you, extreme is not good. So yeah, I just wanted to come on and just remind you, have yourself an inner devotion practice. And you may say, okay, Goddess Chrissy Marie, how do you do it? Ask your inner self, what do I need to feel supported? What do I need to feel good about myself? What do I need to fulfill my destiny? And if you ask your inner self those questions, your inner self would tell you the affirmations that you need to say to yourself, are the things you need to write, are the books you may need to read, or classes, of course, or whatever. Your inner self would tell you what you need to do. And that's another thing. Start trusting yourself. Stop listening to these people telling you you are broken and you need to be fixed and you are cursed or you're going to hell and you're sinning and all that shit. Stop listening to those people. Stop it. You start loving yourself. You start supporting yourself. Become your own best friend. And that's not hard to do. And if you're asking me how you become your own best friend, think about how you treat your best friend. Think about how you treat your lover, your husband, your wife, your beloved. Start treating yourself that way. And will it happen overnight? No, it's a practice. And what does practice mean? It's something that you do over and over again. Become devoted to yourself. Become consistent with your inner devotion practice. Make that extremely important in your day-to-day life. Make that the highlight of your day. Spending time with yourself. Loving yourself, honoring yourself, speaking life over yourself, telling yourself good things about yourself. And when you do that, guess what? You're not dependent on other people to do it. But since you are doing it, and this reality reflects who and what you are and your beliefs about yourself and about the reality, guess what? People are going to start telling you that. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. I love your energy. You do XYZ good. Why is that? Because you've already filled your own cup up. Become devoted to yourself. Take your focus off of everybody else, what everybody else is doing and saying and feeling, and what this social media and media and celebrity. Get your mind off of that. Call your energy back to yourself. Become devoted to yourself. Become consistent with yourself. Love yourself. Exalt yourself. Understand waking up every day is a blessing, and start looking for the blessings in your life. A lot of time we're in our heads, we're on social media, our energy and awareness is everywhere else, and you don't realize how blessed you are. You don't realize how good things are going out for you. You don't realize what you overcame. You don't realize you're a better person than you was a couple years ago. Celebrate yourself. Because nobody else is going to do it. And let me tell you this. Ain't nobody is coming to save you either. Hold on. Let me say that again. Nobody else is coming to save you, my baby. I promise you. No lover is coming to save you. No husband. No wife. If you have children, they're not going to save you. Nobody is coming to save you. This is your reality. This is your life. This is your life. So you need to live it and fulfill yourself. And become good friends with yourself and edify yourself and speak life over yourself and become besties and attesties with your own self. And when you do that, you don't become codependent on other people. You're not easily triggered. You're not walking around, oh, I hope they don't say this. I hope they don't do this. What if they know this about me? That you don't care about that because you know who you are. You've already edified yourself. You already had a deep, deep conversation with your inner self. You know yourself. I know I've said this over and over again, but y'all, it is so important to know yourself and spend time with yourself and speak life over yourself and understand yourself. And at that place, nobody can tell you anything about who you are. You think I'm going to go to somebody else to tell me who I am? No, I know who I am. I trust myself. I love myself. I understand myself because this is my life. And when I leave this planet, 100 and something years old, I'm going to look around and say, you know what? Chrissy, life well lived. On to the next realm. And I'm going to keep going. Okay? So I know I've been on a roll today. I know I went all over the world, up and down. But if you're riding with me, you already know how it goes. You know. I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting me I'm getting tongue tied. Thank you for supporting me all of these years. Always just speaking life, sliding in my DMs, hitting my Cash App. You know I appreciate you. And you know. I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.